Hello and welcome. Chuck here, coming at you with another network marketing training. Today, we're going to talk about setting healthy boundaries in your network marketing business. I'm going to share some tips and insights on how to set boundaries with your family, your team, and with yourself. This is going to help you with your time management so you don't get burnt out, you don't get frustrated, and you can be more productive in your business. So let's start with your family. The whole purpose of building a business is to create residual income so you can have more time and more money to spend with your family. That's what most people want. Now, when you're building a new business, especially in the early stages, you do put in a lot of work. This is typical in any type of new business, whether it's network marketing or a traditional business. So be prepared to live your life out of balance a little bit, especially in the beginning, the first year in the business. So these are some things that I've found helpful. Create a work schedule for your business and stick to it. Each Sunday night before you go to bed, map out your entire week. Schedule your family time, your date night, your work responsibilities, your extracurricular activities, and then what days and times you're going to work your business. And then give a copy of this to your spouse, post a copy on the fridge, and please have the self-discipline to stick to that schedule. Next, share your goals and your vision with your loved ones. You can pull your children or your spouse aside and you can let them know why you're doing the business, what your vision is, what your goals are for the upcoming month, for the upcoming year. Next, when you work, and when you are done working, stop working. Some people have the ability to turn it on and turn it off. I struggle with this. So I know other people struggle with it as well. You don't want to work 24/7. You don't need to. But learn how to be productive. Learn how to be efficient. Learn how to be effective. And when you're working, be 100% focused on your business. And then when you're done working, try to turn off the ignition switch for your business and go about and live your life. Your business is not your life. Your business is being built so that you can live life on your terms. Don't mix those two up. Next, include your family whenever possible. If you can include your kids or your spouse with some of the tasks that you do, that will be very beneficial. They'll feel like they're part of what you're doing. It'll make a big difference. Next, share your progress with your family every week. Maybe do a quick week in review with them. Share, you know, what you learned, what went right, what went wrong, what your plans are for next week, and keep doing that. People like to know your progress. And then finally, schedule a date night and family time for your family. Do it every week. It is important. The last thing you want to do is lose your family while you're trying to build a business. Remember, you're building your business so you have more time and money to spend with your family. If you lose them in the process of building your business, you defeated the whole purpose. Because what good is success if you don't have someone to share it with? So let's go next to your team. You got to have boundaries with your team. First and foremost, you do not work for anybody. You are your own CEO. Everybody on your team is their own CEO. Yes, you should help people. But no, you are no one's babysitter. You're no one's motivator. And you're not there to make people successful. You can't do that. Each person is responsible for their own success. I recommend you let your team know what your work hours are. When is the best time to reach you? What is the best way to reach you? Do you prefer phone? Do you prefer email? Do you prefer Facebook Messenger or some other platform? Set clear expectations with your team members about what your roles and responsibilities are and what their roles and responsibilities are, so you're both on the same sheet of paper. Next, don't do more for your team than they do for themselves. Don't try to drag people across the finish line. Don't try to push a noodle. You can't do that. You can't make anyone successful. Don't even try. Don't be more vested in someone's business than they're invested or vested in their own business. Finally, set a good personal example for others to follow. This is the single most important thing you can do as a sponsor. Be successful in the business. Show people what is possible with the business. Finally, you got to have some boundaries for yourself. You want to set time for yourself to work out and relax. You got to schedule in time to veg out. You got to schedule in time to exercise or go for a walk. You got to schedule in some time to read and relax. You want to set a pace that you can maintain. You don't want to go so hardcore that after a month or two, you're 100% burnout and you can't do it anymore. Finally, don't let the business take over your life. Continue your other interest. What do I mean by this? Don't cut off people because they're not supportive of you in the business. Your family is your family, whether they do the business or not. Your friends are your friends, whether they do the business or not. And also, the business shouldn't be on your mind 24/7. It should be on your mind when you're working, but when you're not working, keep your focus on what's important, your family, your own personal health, your own personal happiness, your spiritual life. Don't let the business be 100% of your identity, because that's just a recipe for failure. So these are my best tips on setting healthy boundaries in your MLM business. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can leave a comment in the comment section below this video. If you enjoyed the content, check out the description box. We have a lot of links and resources there that can help you with your business. And finally, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. That'll help our channel out a lot. As a quick disclaimer, individual results will vary. And I do post a new video every day, so please check back tomorrow for the next new video. Thanks again. Have a great day.